What's up, guys? This is Rob J, a.k.a. The Booze Hound, a.k.a. Mazzarino.
What's up, guys? It's your boy Elbow Deep, a.k.a. Wyatt Starr, a.k.a. Sheepfucker.
Wow, you threw that out there, huh?
Yeah, it's official.
He's not ashamed anymore, ladies and germs.
Okay, don't bring it up, please.
You're the one that brought it up, motherfucker. Fuck. So, welcome back. You are tuning in to another episode of Booze with the Hound. And this is a very special episode.
Yes.
Because
it's Jesus's birthday.
Jesus, my cousin.
My what? Oh.
Yeah, he's in the backyard cleaning the pool right now. No, it's Jesus. His birthday. He was born today. So, Merry Yahweh. Fucking Christmas to you guys.
Merry Christmas, motherfuckers.
Yeah, happy holidays. Cue the Christmas jingles. There we go. There it is. Yeah. So, this is a special we're dropping on you guys today just because we felt that we needed to give the gift.
Yeah, this is for you guys.
Of our horrible voices to you guys. So if you're listening, thank you. Welcome back.
Yes, thank you.
If you are.
Thank God for listening. Yeah.
So this is we're doing it. This is it.
Yeah, this is Christmas. All right.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks, guys, for listening.
hope you guys got some good shit.
Yeah. Hope you finna eat some fucking good food tonight, too.
Yeah. What were you telling me earlier that you were going to do? Your plan?
My plan for this year is...
It's fucking weird.
Christmas Eve, I'm going to eat a shit ton of bread. I got to get this bread.
Eat the yeast.
Eat the yeast into my belly. Yeah. Get a fuck ton of rolls, fuck ton of slices of bread. I'll even eat hot dog buns.
Mm.
Or other buns. But anyways.
Man buns.
Man buns.
He's going to eat your hair, gents.
Careful. Time for you. Now I'm going to eat a shit ton of bread, and I heard that you eat the night before you eat a lot of food, and they expand your stomach overnight, and then next morning you take a fat shit, and your stomach's empty, but it's expanded, so you don't eat anything until, like, dinner.
So you could eat a shitload of food?
So I can eat a shitload of food. Cause really? I always bitch out of, like, half a plate.
Yeah, I've seen you eat.
Yeah,
You can't even finish Chinese food.
I literally bitch out after two pieces of chicken.
Yeah. He's not lying. I've seen this firsthand, and I've seen him. So there's this Chinese restaurant that we go to.
Mr. Mingho.
Mingho's Kitchen. It is fucking delicious.
It's amazing.
If you're in Fresno and you're listening to this, that's a great place to eat.
Right there on Blackstone next to the Wiener Schnitzel.
It got shut down by the health department for a couple weeks.
For a couple weeks. I thought they were closed for good, but now they were just...
It scared us, but it's back in action. There might be some cockroaches or something in there. Some violation, but it is worth the risk.
Mystery meat.
Yeah, no, it's good. So we go there every once in a while, and they give you a shitload of food for like $6.
Yeah, dude, I always get a fuck... My goal is to actually finish a plate from them.
Yeah.
But every time I get food, somebody throws it away.
Yeah.
I leave it at work. Yeah. I leave it at Rob's house.
Yeah.
Something always happens every time I get in.
This is similar to what he was talking about. He can't finish a plate. So I've seen this. He'll eat fucking a few forkfuls. And he's like, I'm going to save this for tomorrow. And then he takes it home and somebody throws it away. Or he leaves it at work and somebody throws it away. Or he leaves it at my house. And I didn't tell you this.
Did you eat it?
No, I forgot to bring it to you that one day.
Yeah.
It was a Monday because he left it at my house on Friday. And then I was really hungry and I didn't make any dinner. So that day I forgot it. I was going to throw it away, but I was like,
I'll just eat it.
Huh. Maybe this might be good. And I ate the top of it a little bit.
Yeah.
But the rest was just solidified and like this big ball of like
noodle mush.
Chinese food, like mush. And nice. Chicken grease.
Nice.
So
please, I want to eat there again.
So I took a few bites of that, and it wasn't good. So I just decided to throw it away. But place is really good, and why
really
you can't eat a lot of food.
I can't eat for shit.
So I can see why this strategy will potentially benefit you.
I'd probably get maybe 3/4 of a plate now.
Maybe. But I can, it makes sense scientifically. And there's a fucking dirt bike racing through the studio
right
now. I
didn't know what the fuck that was.
I thought it was your ass.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Got a track in there.
Got a motor. Yeah, but rolls and bread and...
slices, just anything, because the bread will expand. So.
Huh. It expands your stomach.
Yeah, I'm finna try that shit.
My stomach's already expanded, so I guess if I ate that, it'd just make me fatter. So that's good. Wow. You guys hear that? That is loud.
I just farted real hard.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
But sticking with the Christmas sphere, we got some Christmas crimes and such
Christmas crimes
for you tonight. But before we get into all that, let me get into the beer review.
Oh, yeah.
And if you listened on the last episode, you know that we were joined by a special guest, Owen Stover.
A Wiener Stobieski.
He is not here for the podcast. Unfortunately, he had to take off. But,
he had to go find his cousin. And...
yeah, ramrod him.
Shoot ram ropes.
Ranch. Shoot some ropes.
Shoot some ropes with your cousins.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, so we still have the beer that he brought, the variety pack. So on the last episode, I reviewed two of those beers, and there was two more left over. So I'm gonna review those, which are the IPAs.
Oh, fun.
And to be honest with you guys, for a minute, I was pretty into IPAs.
Yeah.
It's like you really gotta...
it's really...
you gotta be a beer lover to like... taste. It's super definitely an acquired taste. They're very hoppy. I mean, if you don't know what that means, they're just really pungent beers that have a flavor that punches you right in the face and it stays in your mouth. I've had a few that pretty smooth, but for the most part, it's a really strong flavor. It hits you hard, lingers, and it's an acquired taste.
When I first started drinking in Mexico... that's just such funny.
Jesus.
I had a couple IPAs or tried some,
mm-hmm.
and I got sick off of them one night. And ever since then, I can't drink an IPA in Mexico ever again.
Yeah, they're really strong.
It's just such a specific taste.
Yeah,
nothing else tastes like hops, in my opinion.
Yeah, and me, I'm the type of... I mean, I drink quite a bit, like on the weekends.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not a raging fucking alcoholic, but, you know, I'll get a 12-pack in me and my fiance will share, and I'll knock back a few of those, you know, 5-6 beers. And especially, like, when I'm barbecuing and stuff, I like to sip on
beer.
Yeah. So with that, I usually drink, like, you know, Budweiser. That's my go-to.
Yeah. Budweiser sponsor us, please.
Yes, please. But other than that, like, yeah, there's a handful of beers that I'll... sip on, and
yeah.
You know, I'll buy a 12 pack. But IPAs definitely, I will not do that because not only are they're strong tasting, but they are strong in the alcohol department.
Yes,
they will. After a few of those, they'll, you know, those aren't beers that you want to just fucking slam up your ass because they're pretty strong,
not Coronas or Coors Light,
yeah.
Or-
so it's not a beer that you're just like, you know, back to back slamming, like that's kind of one that you... if you are a beer, what's the word?
Sipper?
No, like a...
fanat or like the critic? Like a beer critic? You know?
Not critic. You are...
isn't like a fancy...
connoisseur.
Sure, that works.
If you're a beer connoisseur and you enjoy the many flavors of beer, this is one that you definitely sip on and enjoy.
Yeah.
If you like the flavor. So it's not one that you're just slamming back to back. So that is the beer that I'm going to review. Well, two of them, actually. So let me get into that. So again, if you listened to the last podcast, you know, it's the same brand. So if you're new to this one, it is Kona Brewing Company. So this is a Hawaiian beer. Darker bottle. Nice darker bottle. It's got cool label on it. All the ones that I've drank have some kind of beach theme with somebody surfing or, you know, waves coming in. One of the beers is actually called Big Wave.
Getting fucking eaten by a shark.
Which was good, yeah. There's a shark getting eaten out by a surfer on one of these, and it's an interesting sight.
Shark pussy.
Yeah, some of that shark pussy. It's good. It's rare. But yeah, the one I'm about to knock back right now, the first beer, is a Kua Bay Indian Pale Ale IPA.
Hmm.
Indian Pale Ale, that's the I, P, and the A. So let me...
oh, is that actually what it stands for?
Yeah.
Indian Pale Ale?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
So...
the more you know.
Yeah. So let me crack this biatch.
This brewski.
Give it the old smellaroo. Yes. this is an IPA.
Because it's so strong, you can just smell it right off the bat. Yeah.
You get the hops, you get that powerful smell that just hits you in the fucking
nosy boys.
The nosy boys. The sniffers. Sniffer.
The sniffer roonies.
So yeah, you get that pungent odor. Very powerful. This is gonna, I feel like it's gonna taste exactly how I expect it to.
Like which an IPA.
Is very IPA. I haven't drank enough IPAs to where I can tell the difference, you know, in the different varieties, but I know what an IPA tastes like. And like I said, I did enjoy them for a while, but not so much anymore.
Different now.
I'll drink them, but this is something, I'll drink one now.
Yeah.
Every now and then. Kirkland IPAs are fucking horrible.
Okay.
I fucking hate them.
I don't know what you were going to say.
They were bad. But yeah, let me sip on this real quick and let you know how it tastes.
You just started projecting not vomiting.
Not bad.
Really?
Wow. This is, for an IPA, this is one of the least, like, superpower, like, right off the bat, like, when you sip the first sip, it doesn't hit you as hard.
Really?
Wow, this is actually pretty smooth.
Can I get a sniff?
Yeah. Not bad at all. It does have, I feel like IPAs have a signature move that they do to your body. So when you sip them and it goes down your throat. I feel like after it leaves your mouth, like, you know when you pour salt on a snail?
Yeah.
And their eyes start and the body starts curling inward?
I don't know where this is going, but yes.
I feel like that similar feeling.
Oh, like,
if my tongue was a snail. I feel like it kind of sucks, like.
It's like dry?
Like you're not dry, but like your mouth just kind of like curling.
Yeah.
It's that flavor. It just like, it penetrates your taste buds.
Really fucks your taste, but it's good.
Yeah. And, it definitely has that signature feeling once you drink it. But no, initially, it's a really smooth. This is a smooth beer.
Yeah.
I was expecting a lot more power just from the smell, too.
Yeah, IPA, every time I've, like, smelled or had an IPA, it smells so strong. But the way that one smells, it smells more normal.
Yeah, no. That is a IPA that I would drink again.
Wait. So is it a good fucking beer? Not yet. Is it an okay fucking beer?
Okay, from 1 to 10 shark pussies.
Yeah, from 1 to 10 shark pussies, how many shark pussies do you give this?
I'm gonna give this one 6 shark pussies.
Okay, that's fair.
It's decent. Better than a lot of the other IPAs I've drank.
Alrighty.
But I'm not an IPA guy.
That's fair.
So this is a decent fucking beer.
A decent beer.
Decent beer. So let me crack open this other IPA. And the name of this guy is Castaway. There is some guy on a raft. There are cliffs. And this guy is just hammering this big fucking wave. Like really, really fucking huge. Huge wave. And he looks like he's in some kind of trouble.
Huge.
So, Castaway, if you haven't seen the movie, this is what this instantly reminds me of.
I've never seen the movie.
Shut the
I'm just kidding. I've seen Castaway.
God. Wilson!
Yeah. Wilson's my favorite character.
Yeah. He
I thought he was pretty hot.
He's pretty
decent.
He's in good shape.
Yeah. Not at the end, but.
Not at the end, because he dies.
Yeah.
But he's got a cute face.
Real cute.
He gets some accessories midway through the movie, so he looks pretty good.
That's a good fucking dude.
I'd suck on those balls. But Castaway.
Castaway.
Let's crack this open and let's see how. I don't know. Maybe Wilson will join us after a couple of these. We'll see.
Wilson.
Bakersfield. You remember that scene?
No.
He finds a porta potty like.
You said Bakersfield? It's been a minute since I've seen this movie.
Yeah, he finds
like 10 years ago.
Washed up. What?
Probably like 10 years ago.
Wow. No, he finds a porta potty door or something washed up on the beach.
Yeah.
And then the company, there's a sticker on there, and it's out of Bakersfield.
No way.
Yeah, and he's like, Bakersfield!
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So,
one of our sadder cities of California.
Yeah. One of them.
One of them.
One of them. One out of many. Let me give this old smell-a-roo.
It looks like you're about to pour it in your nose.
I almost did. Yeah, this one smells a little more tamed than the last one. It's not as
really
strong. Yeah. But my nose has been wrong many times tonight.
Very deceiving.
So this might be stronger than the last one once it gets into my mouth hole. But I don't know. We'll see. It doesn't smell as strong. So let me taste it. Again, a very smooth IPA.
Really?
Very smooth.
Let me give this a sniff.
This one, I think, is a little less strong than the last one. But like I said, I can't really tell with IPAs.
Oh, yeah.
These ones are...
Just by the smell, I can tell this one has less.
Yeah, it's not as strong. So that's pretty. It's a decent IPA. I can definitely see myself not drinking these. But if I had to, I would drink them over a lot of other IPAs.
But the lager and the, what was the other one?
The L.
Yeah, the L.
Ale.
The lager and the ale you had in the previous episode was better.
Yeah, no, definitely. Those were they were really smooth beers. Yeah. I would drink those any day of the week.
Really?
Yeah. These ones, eh.
Yeah.
If I was drunk already and that was the only option.
Does that feel good? Oh.
I guess I would drink them. No, but they're not bad. I'll give this one 6.5 shark pussies out of 10.
Nice.
Because I liked it a little better than the last one. But now I got two open beers. And I have a cup full of beer, so I got to slam all these.
3, 2, 1, go.
I will be slurring a little bit here in a minute. Yeah. So let's get into this.
We're ready.
Yeah, that was long enough. Sorry, yeah. Guys.
You want me to start?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, this is actually a really perfect headline for us. Mm. All I want for Christmas is beer, or else.
Yeah.
Is the headline.
Fuck yeah.
And it says a 44-year-old South Carolina woman was charged with domestic violence after after stabbing a man with ceramic squirrel on Christmas in 2013.
Wait, where?
Did we really pick the same ones?
Yeah, we.
Fuck. Alrighty.
That's okay. We can talk. Okay, we only got like a few more minutes.
Though. Yeah.
So it turns out, me and Wyatt researched the same exact fucking article.
Yeah, apparently the lady was upset because her husband didn't bring home any beer, so she stabbed him with a ceramic squirrel.
That's a great reason.
Nice.
The squirrel, though?
Why the squirrel?
Why? Why does she have a ceramic squirrel in the first place?
That's kind
of... There's one animal I would not want to have a fucking ceramic replica of.
The picture they show is pretty ugly. Oh, not pictured.
What, the mugshot?
There's a mugshot?
The squirrel?
Yeah, the squirrel's fucking...
Is it a picture of it?
No, it's just a picture of a ceramic squirrel. It's fucking creepy.
Yeah?
Yeah, so...
Squirrels in general are creepy.
Rule of thumb, bring home beer for your wife, otherwise she'll stab you with a ceramic squirrel.
I've had a few close calls, so I can vouch for that. Be careful,
squirrel guys. Came too close to my nuts.
Yeah. My balls nuts.
Ball nuts?
Yeah. So here's another one of the headlines for you guys. This Christmas, I gave you my heart, .. attack. And it was fake.
Oof.
According to the police, a Florida man faked a heart attack in the aisles of a Jacksonville area Walmart in December, creating a distraction.
I've heard this.
As an accomplice bolted with a shopping cart full of children's toys.
Nice.
The pair, 27-year-old... Jared Dupree and 30-year-old Terrace Scott?
Terrace Scott?
Is he related to Travis Scott? Somehow neglected to account for security cameras at the big box retailer, which captured every moment of the half-witted heist. Both were soon cuffed charged with grand theft with real handcuffs, not the purple plastic kind. So,
oh.
Are they going to get fucked? No, but...
depends on if they want to get out right now or later.
I guess that... You know what? Every time... my whole life, when somebody has wanted a distraction, the one go-to thing that my mind always goes to is faking a heart attack.
Did I ask?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my...
yeah. Yeah. I've never done it, but that's where my mind immediately goes.
If you were to create a distraction, you'd have a heart attack right now.
No, I probably wouldn't do it.
Oh.
I'd probably do something else, like scream or throw something and break it. But, like, to actually fake a heart attack and, like, fall on the floor and do all this shit, not, I don't think so. But it's good. I can see.
That's a good distraction.
Yeah.
But I heard when a person's really having a heart attack, don't quote me on this, but I heard, like, they start, like, passing gas real hard, like stinky gas.
That's a fart attack. That's not a heart attack.
Oh, my bad. Mix them up.
You seen The Office, right?
Yeah, I've seen it.
When Kevin has a fart attack. You don't remember that episode?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I'm really bad at remembering scenes.
Yeah. He has a fart attack outside of the office somewhere.
Was it his chili?
Probably. He's probably.
His undercooked onions.
Yeah. Yeah. So what else you got?
Let's see. Brat gets angry over a Nintendo Wii gift. Fights girlfriend. Boy, finna throw hands with this girl.
Over a video game?
Over, yeah, Wii. This must have been a long time ago. It was 2008.
Wii or Wii?
Wii.
The video game.
The video game console. Okay. Damn.
I don't see. Wii's not a console that I can see being fighting somebody over. Wii is fucking whack.
Wii whack.
If it was like a PS4 or.
I really hope she won. Because if this dude is fighting over a Wii with his girlfriend, I feel like this dude is puny as fuck.
Yeah.
You got me a Wii? And his girlfriend just. Knocked out.
I hope they were playing the tennis on the Wii, and she beat the shit out of him with the
remote,
as a racket, and then the whole time the characters on the screen were she was just mirroring what she was doing.
The guy just fucking crouched over fetal position,
skinny man with
big man syndrome,
khaki suit on, just getting beat to shit.
Hey, how about you fuck off? What else? What else we got here?
Well, Santa Claus is coming to Buffalo Wild Wings with weed. A man who claimed to be Santa Claus was arrested in January when police discovered him giving away stuffers at a local Buffalo Wild Wings, according to the police department.
Giving him away?
Yeah. And they booked the apparently well-intended but clueless Randy Lange, 57, on charges of furnishing marijuana after the man allegedly entered the sports bar carrying a duffel bag packed with 2 pounds of Christmas cheer, which then he began dueling among other patrons. Lang entered the restaurant and began approaching customers, declaring that he was Santa Claus, not simply some dime a dozen imposters, and handing them chunks of ganja wrapped in napkins.
It's wrapped in napkins? Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, so this guy, he actually stuffed some weed in the tip jar at the front counter.
Oh, how nice.
So police are still seeking the elves responsible for cultivating the drug.
Nice.
Very funny, police department.
Very, very funny.
But if I ran into this Santa Claus, that'd be my kind of guy.
It'd be a great Christmas for me.
My kind of guy. He's just handing out handfuls of weed.
He's just trying to spread Christmas cheer.
Yeah.
Good time for everybody.
How do you think he flies his sleigh?
Yeah.
You think he just fucking, he grows wings?
He's high as fuck all
He's
the
high
time.
As fuck.
Literally.
And so are the reindeer.
Why do you think Rudolph's nose is so red?
Because he's on cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's the lead, so he has to stay awake. He literally stays awake all the time. He does a quick bump. Whenever you see the posters of Rudolph and they're flying through the snow, that's actually just cocaine everywhere. Yeah. That Rudolph just is sniffing up.
It's just falling out his nose.
And he does so much that his nose is just glowing.
Yeah. That makes sense, actually.
It does. How else is one man going to get presents to everybody in the world in one night? You got to have some coked out
reindeer.
Reindeer.
There you go.
And Rudolph is the Scarface of the reindeer. Because he does the most cocaine, because he's got to lead the herd. Because he's got to keep his nose lit up.
Yeah.
Because he guides the sled.
Anytime it starts to dim, he just bumps the line.
He does a bunch of lines.
Takes him a pound every Christmas.
Yeah, he probably does him off Santa's ass.
Yeah, Santa gets off on that.
Just right off his... Oh. Let's go!
It smells like peppermint.
On Blitzen. Okay. On Jitsen. On Spitzen. Are those right?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
Whatever makes you feel good. Hey, guys.
I just saw White trying to pick up a woman right now. <That's>
just... Hey. Come here often? No, it was my first time. Oh, cool.
Those are just pickup lines, so if you're listening, please keep your pussies dry because I know they're dripping right now.
Yes. I am definitely married to a man right now.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Never mind.
What do you got?
My 2x4 just wanted to say Merry Christmas.
What?
My 2x4. Uh-huh. Just want to say Merry Christmas. You know what? That sounds like a fucking porno title.
My 2x4 wanted to say Merry Christmas. It's just a fat dude dropping off a present and like
Merry Christmas right on your face.
He has a hole in the box and his dick's just hanging out in there like a fucking rattlesnake.
Nah, it says a mall Santa in Atlanta.
Oh,
damn, this reporter's spitting bars on his fucking...
A bar Santa in Atlanta ate one brown banana and he fucked the bitch and her name was Hannah. Oh, shit, no, I ride in the snow. Reindeer doing cocaine. Oh shit, I'm high as a plane. Oh, gotta get some more weed. Gotta deliver it at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Album dropping late next year.
Yeah.
Whoa, yeah.
Christmas edition. Skrrt. Mazzarino. Skrrt. In the house.
No, it says I'm all Santa in Atlanta. Wasn't spreading the Christmas spirit when he beat up a woman with a 2x4.
Wow.
Wow.
How'd that happen?
Please say that Elkin Donnie Clark, 49, hit a 74-year-old...
Oh, my God.
Andy Ruth Nelson. Holy shit, man.
Why?
In the face and knocked her unconscious.
Why?
Clark said he did it because Nelson had stolen $145 of Hershey chocolates from him.
Well.
But no one
there, knows. There's a reason.
Yeah.
If anybody steals $1 of chocolate with me... I'm going to hit him with my car. So she got it easy with that 2x4.
Here's the moral of this story.
Uh-huh.
Don't steal chocolate from Santa. He'll fuck you up.
Yeah.
He will literally fuck you up. Damn, that's crazy. 74-year-old lady?
You know what? From the background of the story, it really sounded like she had it coming to her.
Yeah.
She was cruising for her bruising.
This lady was a total bitch. Just stealing people's chocolate.
Yeah.
The fuck, lady, you can't do that. But not for real, that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, why would she steal the chocolate? Why would she steal the chocolate?
That's you're really up. On Santa's side right here, right now. Didn't she have a Santa suit on earlier?
Yeah, that was me, actually. That was me that beat the shit out of this woman with a 2x4.
Nice.
Nobody touches my chocolate.
You got one?
After I hit this fucking vape.
Vape Nation.
So I got one. My 2x4 just wants to say Merry Christmas. Oh, did you just do that one?
Are you for real right now? No. We're reading off the same thing.
I know. Okay, let's see. Santa Claus burglar fails spectacularly. Sorry. Vape Nation. She's in too hard. A man named Shannon Chanel Wow, that is a gay last name.
Sharon Chanel.
And a man, your name is Shannon? Or Sean, sorry.
Oh, nice.
Sorry, the IPA is kicking in just a little bit. Earned the dubious nickname, the Santa Claus burglar, after he tried breaking into a house through the chimney. He got stuck, and ultimately, Seattle firefighters had to come rescue him, according to the Seattle Times. Nice. After chopping away the chimney bricks for 45 minutes,
oh, shit.
Medics freed the mysterious naked 23-year-old.
Oh, what? Why is this man's naked? What is going on?
Who then, strangely, claimed that he was just trying to retrieve his backpack.
They
just so happened to fall down the chimney. Like,
is this man's in Minecraft or some shit?
The judge didn't buy it, and Chanel was sentenced to 17 months behind bars. Wow.
Not bad.
Not bad for a stupid crime. Why? Break a window. Why are you going to go through a chimney?
He chose the hardest way possible.
He's like, first of all, chimneys get closed sometimes. So there's not a, this is a 50-50 guarantee that you're going to get in the fucking house through a chimney. And like, then
you have glass or a shit ton of stone.
Yeah.
What this motherfucker choose?
Yeah. A shit ton of stone. It's got to be like a 2 by 3 foot hole.
Yeah.
How are you going to fit in that shit? And there's a good chance that during the wintertime, that shit's going to be on fire.
Yeah. Just fall and start burning.
You just climb into a smoking chimney.
Nice.
Yeah.
Smoke inhalation and die.
That excuse, like, what, your backpack was really in there? I don't.
Your backpack get in there?
Come on.
How?
I was studying.
You got
I was studying on the roof.
Up on the rooftop. My reindeer paws.
Person I don't know. They have a nice roof. And it fell.
It fell.
Yeah.
All the way down.
All the way down.
All the way down.
Yeah. So.
Yes.
Looks like this is going to be it for us, guys. Wait, did you have another one that you wanted to share?
No, I think that's it. Except for sounds like a Lil Wayne noise.
Young Money.
Nah, that's it for me as well.
That's it?
Yep.
All right, so looks like we're gonna wrap it up here, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in again. I hope you enjoyed this little special treat we bestowed on you.
Merry fucking Christmas.
Yeah. I didn't talk about the gift you gave me. On this podcast. So Wyatt generously graced me with some very fucking awesome gifts that I will... Gifts.
Just a bunch of images of...
Yeah, it's just him fucking...
Me naked doing a helicopter.
Swinging his titties around, just back and forth. Just like a boomerang of his titties bouncing around. He's been here pretty much all day.
Yeah, I've been here all day.
Since the morning time. And he got me a gift, and I opened it, and it was a really fucking amazing gift.
I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah. So what it was, I'll post a picture of it on the Instagram. But it is a growler mug. If you don't know what it is, basically a jug.
A classic booze jug.
Yeah, like an old school, you know, you go get that shit filled up back in the fucking day. You send your 5-year-old kid to go get it filled for you.
Little brown jug.
Yeah. Little brown jug. I've been wanting one of these. He won one of these at a raffle a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And I was extremely jealous because it was a fucking cool.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah. It's not only cool to look at, but if you put beer in it, you got a shitload of beer.
Yeah. It's 64 ounces.
64 ounces.
Yeah.
So that'll get you kind of, get you a little dumpster, a little trash, a little brined.
You're fucking going to be broth.
Yeah. So not only did he give me that, which I thought was awesome, but he had some fucking decals made.
Yeah.
With Booze with the Hound podcast logo on it.
Yes, sir.
And I gotta tell you, it is fucking amazing.
It's probably on his Instagram by now.
Yeah.
You can go see what it looks like.
So it's fucking cool. And then he gave me part two of the gift, and it was a set of four beer glasses, which I'm sipping out of right now. Really nice fucking beer glasses. I've never owned one like this.
Yeah, it was a different design, that's why I kind of liked it.
Yeah, they're really nice. There's decals, the Booze with the Hound decal on all four of the glasses, which is cool. Really fucking.
Huh? I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, no, this is fucking amazing. Fuck yeah. Good. Hell yeah. I fucking love it. Yeah, so I'll post a picture of that. Follow us on Instagram, Booze Houndcast. Follow us on Twitter, Booze Houndcast. Follow us on Gmail.
Follow us. Yeah, subscribe to our Gmail.
Yeah. No, send us any stories or anything you guys want to talk about on this podcast. What's the Gmail again? I never
remember. I believe it's boozewiththehound@gmail.com.
Boozewiththehound@gmail.com.
It might be boozehoundcast@gmail.com.
I don't know. Send it to both. Somebody will get it.
Honestly, we will respond right away because nobody even hits us up
anymore.
Yeah.
So follow us. Check us out on Spotify, Apple Music, Anchor, Stitcher.
Anywhere you get your podcast, we're there.
Type in Booze with the Hound. And check out our other podcast, Elbow Deep.
Yes, sir. That's me.
Mr. Elbow Deep here.
Hi, my name is Elbow, last name Deep.
Yeah.
My name's Deep.
Yeah.
Elbow Deep.
Like Johnny Deep. Are you related to him?
Johnny Deep?
Johnny Deep.
Johnny Deep. Actually, I am. He's probably gonna be a star in the next one. So,
your cousin, a bit of an asshole, huh?
My cousin Johnny Deep.
Yeah. So check us out. Thanks again for tuning in. Merry fucking Christmas!
Merry Christmas, guys.
Enjoy your day with you and your family or whatever you do. If you're laying around in sweats all day,
eat some good food, please.
Enjoy. Yeah, yeah.
For us,
get a little fat.
Doesn't count on Christmas.
Drink a lot of beer or alcohol general. Drink some booze.
Booze.
Yeah, booze it up, boozers. we won't see you, but you will hear us on the next episode. We will catch you later. This is Rob J, a.k.a. The Booze Hound, a.k.a. Mezzarino, signing off.
This is Deep, Elbow Deep.
Yeah, baby.
A.k.a. White Star,
signing off.
Merry Christmas, guys. Thank you.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Baby.
We'll see you guys next time, baby.
Baby, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.